Okay, we have a couple this morning. Let's pray for Miss Tina as she takes her friend Nikki to the airport this morning. Okay. And then pray for my friend Ed Brown. He got his CDL, but he's having issues putting it to use. So let's pray and ask God to open a door for him.
Okay.
That he can use his CDL license.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask that y'all continue to pray for my family, Angel, Kaylin, and myself, as we adjust to Angel being back with his mom.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are touched with the feelings of our infirmities, Lord, and you make a way where there seems to be none. We are thankful, Lord, that there is nothing impossible with you. Although it looks like a mountain and it looks like an impossibility, Lord, you said that if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can say unto the mountain, be thou removed. And if we do not doubt it in our heart, that it should be removed and be cast into the sea. And we can have, Lord, in another place you said we can have whatsoever we say, because especially if we decree and declare the word of God and we stand on your promises, because your promises are yes and amen, and they don't return unto you void, Lord, and they accomplish that whereunto you sent them to do. And Lord, we just thank you, Father. We know, Lord, that you are able to meet every need. And we lift up Tina as she takes her friend to the airport, Lord, this morning, Father, that you would be with them, that you would protect them, Lord, that you would be with them as they say goodbye. And Father, that you would go with each one of them, Lord, in their separate ways, and continue to be with them, Lord, and meet all of their needs, Father. And let them know, Lord, and sense your presence, walking and talking and guiding and leading them as they go their separate ways, Lord. You know everything about their lives, Lord, and we just pray your blessings upon them today. Lord, and we ask you, God, for Ed Brown, Lord, that he has his CDL license, Lord. And we would ask you, God, to open a door for a job, Lord, so that he can use his CDL license. Lord, you know, Father, that that you told us to labor with our hands and to provide for our own needs. And, Lord, not to be a burden on people. And so, Lord, that's what he's trying to do. So, Lord, we just ask you, God, that you would cause opportunities to spring forth. Lord, as they say, bring them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, and just another little phrase that pops into my mind. Lord, cause them to come out of the woodwork. Lord, just to run to meet him, Lord, where he are. Where he doesn't have a hard time at all, but Lord, that they are following after him, saying, choose me, choose me. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give him wisdom on what job to choose. And you put him, Lord, where you want him to be in Jesus' name, and cause all things to work together for his good. And we give you praise, Lord. Father, and we just ask for Monica's family, Lord, for Angel and Kaylin, as they are, and for Monica as they are adjusting, Angel being back with his mom. Lord, you know what needs to happen, and you know, Father, how to work in each heart and each life, Lord, and make this an easier time than what they thought it would be. In Jesus' name, Lord, you know how. You know how to work in each life, Lord. You know how to help us to order our thoughts And sin, help us to keep our focus on you and set our eyes on you, Lord, and to follow you with all of our heart and not lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge you so that you can direct our paths. And we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord, for doing your work in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue, right here in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Miss Mary Fullerton. Her title for this morning is A Purpose for Life.
And now we are reading some of the promises of God. You know, the promises of God is what sustains us as we live for him. It's the promises of God are our bread and our living water. Jesus said, "He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that thirsts after, he that I'm the living water, and you shall never hunger and never thirst if you come to me." And so we are so thankful that we do have the Lord to go to it. At every season in our life, whether we're going through hard times, whether we're going through easy times or blessed times, or whether we're going through just sometimes life just kind of seems like an even keel and every day is just kind of the same for a while, you know. But no matter what, we all go through the valleys and we all go through the mountaintop experiences and we go through those plain times when it just seems like the road before us is level for a little while. But God is faithful in all seasons of our life. And so in Psalms 37:40, he says, The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and shall save them because they trust in him. Psalms 48:14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. And then James 4:7-8. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, a lot of times we hear that verse quoted quite a bit, but they always, a lot of times they leave off that first phrase. They start out with, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And then they say, draw nigh to God. But they leave out that first phrase, which is actually the first step. And without it, you can't make a home run. You can't make a home run. You have to hit first base. Uh-huh. Submit yourselves to God. See, that's the first thing, that we submit ourselves to God. And then we can resist the devil and we can draw nigh to God. And he will help us to cleanse our hands and he will purify our hearts. And, you know, he will show us if we have a double mind. Now, because sometimes we don't realize we do, but we do. And so he has to bring that to our attention. Proverbs 28:26. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, oh, I love this one. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. We can't even imagine what God's prepared for us. We can't even imagine how wonderful heaven's going to be. You know. And so, John 6:35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. That's what I was saying a while ago. I didn't know that I was going to read it again just a little while later. 2 Corinthians 4:16-17. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man, that inward man is what is the one that's important, because the inward man is our spiritual man, and our spiritual man is going to live forever, you know. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And then he says, for our light affliction, you know, sometimes when we're going through things, it doesn't seem to be a light affliction. But compared to what Jesus suffered on the cross, it's a light affliction, you know. So you consider things. Consider Jesus and what he went through. And you'll realize that even at the worst of your circumstance, it's a light affliction compared to what Jesus went through. For which cause we faint not. So, because our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. We're going to end up being in heaven with Jesus. And right now, we're seated in heavenly places with him. We don't have to wait till we get there. We can do it right now. We can live in those heavenly places right now. Wow. Anyway, Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue, Proverbs 12:19, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. And then whatsoever is not of truth is going to be revealed, you know. And the truth is going to stand forever, but everything else is going to dissolve away, you know. So Psalms 22:26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Jesus said, if you don't come to me and become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. We have to have that humble spirit of a little child to say, Lord, I can't do it on my own. I require you as my most vital necessity. So, and I do. I require my, I say all the time, Lord, I can't even walk across the floor without you holding my hand. You know, sometimes it's literal. So, anyway, and I'm so glad I have a neighbor. He built me a little handrail right next to my front porch, and then all the way down the length of my house to my garage. And when I come in at night, it's just a few little steps that I have to go from my garage to that handrail, and I can hold on to that handrail all the way to my front porch. And that's a comfort when I come in real late at night, because sometimes I come in late hours, you know, like at midnight or sometimes even 2 a.m. Not very often unless I've gone somewhere and we get back at a late date or whatever. But I don't do that very often, you know, but every once in a while. Like if we go to church somewhere out of town and then they had a fellowship after church, and we sit there and we talked and talked and talked and talked. And then depending on how many miles we had to drive to get home, you know, then it might be, you know, those late hours like I'm talking about. But not very often do I do that. Psalms 22:26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Isaiah 49:25. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey, that is spelled P-R-E-Y, of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with thee, and I will save thy children. The Lord fights our battles for us. He defends us. Psalms 9:10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Psalms 34:18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Acts 16:31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Proverbs 2:6-7. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk rightly. And, you know, that reminds me of when Solomon became king. And the Lord said, ask anything you want. And he said, I need your wisdom, Lord. He didn't ask for riches, but he asked for wisdom that he might lead God's people. And that pleased God so much that he said, I'm going to give you riches that there's not going to be another king like you. And we're still talking about the wisdom of Solomon. We're still talking about how great a king he was, you know. And so the Lord loves it. He says, if you lack wisdom, come and ask of me, and I won't upbraid you. He says, I'll give it to you liberally, and I won't upbraid you. I won't make you feel like a dummy. Well, why'd you ask that question for? Have you ever had some people make you feel that way? You know, but the Lord always lifts us up. And he is delighted when we want his wisdom, because it's far above rubies. And you think a ruby is a priceless gem. You know, we've got riches that this world does not know anything about. Woo, true riches. That fades not away, reserved in heaven for us. And when we need it, all we have to call it, and the Lord sends it down to us a little at a time, you know, and we can feast on his wisdom. Okay, Psalm 72, verses 12 and 13. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. Deuteronomy 33:12. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. You know, sometimes the Lord covers us, and the enemy can't find us. Oh, you know, so he's just looking, where'd they go? Where'd they go? And the Lord covers us, and he's also our firm foundation beneath our feet. Mark 10:21. Then Jesus, beholding this person, loved him, and he said unto him, this is the guy that came to Jesus, and he said, Master, what must I do to have everlasting life? And Jesus said, obey the laws. And this person said, I've obeyed them from my youth up. What else do I need to do? And it says, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way. See, when I said a while ago, we have to give our all. Sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up thy cross, and follow me. And it goes on to say in the verse underneath it, it says, and this young man went away sorrowful, because he had much riches. And Jesus said, how can those that have a lot, it's harder for them to enter the kingdom of God. And his disciples said, well, who can be saved then? And Jesus says, with men it's impossible, but not with God. You know, because he's our strength in our weakness. Psalms 138:7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. And Isaiah 46:4, and even to your old age I am he. I'm beginning to rely on this scripture more as the days go on. And even to hoar hairs, that means your old age hairs, your white hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. even I will carry and will deliver you. And then John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's always keep our ears open to hear the voice of God and the word of God as it speaks to us.
Amen.
So,
if we can end in prayer.
Okay.
For Mandy, ask us to pray for Sister Judy.
Okay. Okay. Father God, we just lift up Sister Judy, Lord, to you. Lord, you know what she is facing, Lord, and we know that you have already paid the price, Lord, and we are standing in faith, agreeing and believing, Lord, that your healing virtue, Father, as we pray even now, and as each day goes by, Lord, that your strength would be made perfect in her weakness. Lord, that you would be her sufficiency. You would be her strength. God, and you would finish the work that you have started in her. Lord, you don't leave things half done. And you already paid the price on Calvary for her healing. Lord, we lift her up to you today. We believe your word, Lord, that says you are our healer. Jesus already paid the price in full. He took the punishment that should have been ours, Lord, and he paid it for her. And Lord, we are so thankful that you did that for us. Lord, and as I told somebody one time, I was talking to them on the phone, they were trying to get me to buy a new health insurance, and I said, I've got the best insurance there is, and I've got the best physician there is. He is a specialist in every area. And they said, who is it? And I said, his name is Jesus. And I've got his insurance policy. And his insurance policy includes heaven and eternal life. And it's better than anything that this world has to offer. Because Jesus paid the price for our healing. And I said, he doesn't even send us, my doctor doesn't even send us a bill because he already paid the price. And that amazed them until they heard that it was Jesus. And then they couldn't say anything. They were speechless. And so, Lord, you are the everlasting Father and you love us with an everlasting love. And underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. And you carry us when we can't carry ourselves. And you press us to your bosom. And you carry us across the hard times. Be that sufficient one for Sister Gifford today. Sister Judy, send your word and do the complete work in her body. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, we take authority over all the power of the enemy that would wage against her in Jesus' name. And we call it done. We decree and declare that the work is done in her. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we magnify your name because there's no one else that can do it. And you have promised to be there for us and to cause us to walk in victory. You're the one that causes us to walk in victory. And we have victory in you. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We receive it. We receive it and we do not doubt because your word stands forever. And it accomplishes that which it was sent to do. And we praise you, Lord. You're not going to deny yourself. You can't deny yourself, and you're not a God that you should lie. And you said, if I said it, I'm going to do it, because my word does not return void. So it's a done deal, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, because we know that it's nothing that we've done. It's all what you've done and what your Son did on the cross for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, for my beautiful mama, Eva Fleming, and from our beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see y'all back here on Wednesday.
Happy 4th.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.